This is Jason.
Hello there. This is Mr. Rodriguez. Jose, how are you?
Hola. Very well.
Hola, ¿qué tal? We're here with my students, and we really appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule. Are you ready?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and start with Leslie. She's going to come over, and she's going to start us off, okay?
Hello, this is Jason.
Hi, Mr. Robertshaw. We are celebrating Math and Science Week, and it's very exciting.
What is your job, Mr. Robertshaw?
I work in a television studio at Moat Marine Laboratory in Sarasota, Florida. So I put scientists on TV, and we talk to students all over the United States via video conferencing.
Wow, that sounds really cool. Alex, can you come over and ask the next question?
Hi, Leslie. All right, bye-bye. Hi, Alex.
If I were to visit your museum, what can I expect to do there?
All right. Well, I work at Moat Marine Laboratory and Aquarium, and that's in Sarasota, Florida, which is just south of Tampa Bay. So maybe later you can look on a map and find Florida and then look for Tampa Bay. And just south of that is Sarasota, where I work. Moat Marine Laboratory is famous for its Center for Shark Research. So we have a 135,000 gallon shark tank where people can come and visit us and look at some of the sharks and other fish that live in Tampa Bay and the waters around Florida. And so we have scientists that go out and catch sharks and study them, and we do all kinds of studies with them, looking at them, trying to figure out what they eat, what they like to eat, what likes to eat them, and why they are in trouble, because some sharks are in trouble because people are catching too many of them, and we're trying to figure out why that's happening and what we can do to help. We also have another aquarium down the street from us, and that is our 75,000-gallon manatee tank where we have Hugh and Buffett, our resident West Indian manatees. Have any of you guys ever seen a manatee before?
Have you guys seen a manatee before?
I have.
What is that?
Can anyone describe a manatee, anyone who's seen one?
Actually, let me put a picture of one on the screen, and maybe they can they could describe it as I put it up, okay?
I heard of it one time.
Okay, it's coming up right now.
Oh, look
it! It has big...
So we have two manatees at Moat. Their names are Hugh and Buffett. And as you can see, they're really big marine mammals. They kind of look like seals, but they're not related to seals. They're actually more closely related to elephants. These guys are big. They can get up to 1,200 pounds or more, which is more than, you know, VW bug or beetle weighs the car. And so they're really heavy and really big, but they're very gentle because they don't eat meat. They only eat plants. They're what we call herbivores. So they eat seagrass. They eat seaweed and other plants in the ocean. And they're very gentle creatures, and we have two of them at Moat Marine Laboratory. We also have a whole bunch of sea turtles, too. We have green sea turtles, loggerhead sea turtles, and one of them swims in the tanks with our two manatees, and her name is Harriet. And she's a patient at our hospital because we rescue sea turtles, and every once in a while we'll get an injured animal, an injured sea turtle, so we take it to the hospital and try to rescue it, make it feel better before we let it go again.
Wow, yeah, we just did some Google image searches, and we saw the manatee and also the sea turtles.
Really cool. Yeah, excellent.
We do have one more question here. Let me have Jocelyn is going to come over and ask that, okay?
Okay, Jocelyn.
What advice can you give to the students that want to grow up to become scientists?
Okay, so what do you have to know in order to be a scientist? Well, the most important thing to be a scientist is to be curious about the world around you. If you ask lots of questions about why things are the way they are, that's the first step to being a scientist. Now, one of the ways you get answers, though, is through math. And so math is very important, and it helps us understand how things happen in the world around us. So math is a very important part of being a scientist. And so you'll go ahead and finish your school there. You guys are in third grade, right? So it's very hard to do science without having some kind of college degree. So you'll study for a long time, get all the information that you need in order to do the studies that you'll do as a scientist. But math is very important, and also being very curious, reading lots of books, and asking lots of questions.
Mr. Robertshaw, you mentioned mm-hmm. something about animals being in trouble, and, you know, can you tell us more about that? You know, I know that we're really close to the beaches also. We're here in the West Coast, and we actually never really learned anything about that. Can you tell us more how animals are in trouble?
Sure. Even though you guys are lucky if you live close to the ocean, but even people who live far away from the ocean can have an effect on it. For instance, how many of you like to have birthday balloons at your parties? Yeah, balloons are really neat, but what we don't think about, though, is when we let those balloons go up into the air, they float away, but sometimes they land in the ocean. Fortunately, something like a sea turtle could mistake that popped balloon for food. Sea turtles eat jellyfish, and jellyfish, of course, are transparent, and they kind of look like big pieces of plastic floating in the ocean. So sometimes sea turtles will mistake floating plastic or floating balloons for their natural food, for what they usually eat. And when they eat a balloon or eat a piece of plastic, they can choke on it and they can die. So even when you live far away from the ocean, you can possibly hurt animals that live in the sea. So it's very important to be aware of reducing and recycling all the litter that you can. If you see a piece of garbage, go ahead and pick it up and put it in a container. And then the other problem is that for sharks, especially, we're just catching too many of them. And a lot of countries over in Asia like to make something called shark fin soup, which is a delicacy. But unfortunately, they just take the thing else. So the shark gets wasted for the most part, and that's a really big problem. So we're trying to study it to see if there's a way to make it better. But right now we don't have all the answers, so maybe some of you guys can grow up and help us become scientists yourself and help us figure out the answers.
You will do. Okay, Mr. Robert Shaw, it's been great connecting with you. Thanks a lot. And
then... And I'll just tell you, Mr. Rodriguez, if you ever do want to connect with us, just go to seatrek.org. If you guys have video conferencing in your school, you might actually be able to connect with our television studio and speak with our scientists and see our manatees live. And we connect with students all over the United States every day and show them the sea turtles and manatees and sharks at our laboratory and tell them all about them.
That's great. We do have some video conferencing machines in our district office, so I'm going to go ahead and contact them. Maybe they can have someone to come over and help us out.
Sure, and if you have any questions about that, I'll be happy to do what I can to help you, too. Thank you, Stu. Thank you, Mr. Run. Bye. Adios.